Hello, this is Lottie, and I am going to record both of the mixer questionnaires by Miss. Yay! Let's get started, shall we? This is long as fuck. Do post tags matter, or do you just read the title? Post tags matter to me. Usually gives me a good idea of what the audio is going to be about, and also lets the person who recorded it, lets them, use their sense of humor and their personality, and I really like that. How much time do you spend making and editing an audio? I usually have to retry a couple times at the beginning because I have a tendency to get like a few seconds in and then start swearing and then stop and try again. That's about it though. Once it's done, I usually give it a quick listen check to make sure that you can hear me, but that's the extent of how much editing I know. I really haven't figured out how to edit yet. I'll probably try and learn that over winter break, like in the early part of winter break, probably, when I don't have as much time crunch on me as I do when I'm in school. My apologies for that unladylike noise you just heard. I'm not editing that out. Okay, what are the pros and cons of recording? Pros, it makes me feel sexy. So far, I've been able to get orgasm permission for the recordings when I need it, which is awesome. I really love that my master is so understanding. I love him so much. Thank you, Shadow Gent. I love you. Creativity and I've made new friends, and that's fucking awesome. Cons? I usually don't have that much privacy. Like, that's a challenge when trying to record sexy stuff. I have to try and keep quiet, which sometimes when you are about to come, that's a problem. And I'm also just scared of getting caught. After listening to GWA, have you gotten any new kinks? I have realized the sexual appeal of the word daddy. I haven't gone there myself, personally, but I think it's really hot when other people do it. Do you like the sound of your own voice? Talking, kinda, singing, only if I'm in the shower. And it, because like the shower acoustics are fucking great for singing. Which kind of audio is your favorite? Kinky ones, I guess. I like the kinky stuff, and I also like questionnaires. Those are fun. Do you have any regrets about clips you've made? Nope. Not really. I mean, I think I sounded kind of dorky in the one audio I did where I was just getting off and I had my collar on because I think I repeated myself a lot in that one. And I'm just like that's probably not as sexy as it could have been, but whatever. I don't regret it. YOLO swag. Go ahead and smack me for that if you need to. Do you have a Gone Wild audio crush? If I'm friends with you, there's a significant chance that you are a GWA crush. Because, wow, like so many of you are so fucking hot, and I want to give all of you like so many kisses. Would you have sex while porno is being played? I guess that depends on what kind of porno. What is your most embarrassing or funny sexual experience, alone or with someone else? That would have to be any time I've woken my parents up from doing phone or Skype sex. That's really embarrassing. If lying is wrong, are white lies okay? This one I have no idea how to answer, except there's one specific circumstance that, lies that you need to tell to protect your safety. Like LGBTQ people who need to stay in the closet so that they don't, like, lose family or job or housing or get beat up or something like that. Lies that you tell to protect your safety, things that you have to conceal so that you don't put yourself at risk. While that kind of lying can be emotionally damaging, I would never, ever, 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 ever hold it against someone who has to do that. Other than that circumstance, I don't know how to answer this. Would you prefer watch others have sex or have others watch you have sex? I'd prefer to be the one watching, probably, because I get the feeling that from most angles, I'm probably not the most appealing to look at. What's the weirdest way you've ever gotten yourself off? Bedpost with a toy stuck on it. Or the one time that I used to furiously hump an oversized teddy bear. What's the fastest way to get you to come? Vibrators, dirty talk, calling me slut. Yeah. Needed a drink of water there, sorry. What is something about someone that can instantly turn you off? Being an asshole, bad personal hygiene, like if you haven't showered in a week, there's a likelihood that I'm probably not gonna want to put your junk in my mouth or whatever. And bad breath kind of also, like, makes me step back from a person a little bit. I'm sorry, I feel like a judgmental asshole. Favorite place to come or have someone come on you? I don't really have an answer to this. It's been a long time since I've had anybody come on me. I'd have to say maybe my tits, I guess. Because they're big, squishy soft targets. What music would you like to have playing while you're having sex? Metal, electronic music, something with heavy bass or sexy lyrics. Just. I have a bit of a bass fetish, in case nobody's already noticed that. Do you think that love equals sex? Do they go hand in hand? It can, but it doesn't have to. What do you prefer to be called or to say, like name-wise? I call my boyfriend Master. Anybody else, I will call them whatever they prefer to be called. I like being called pet, puppy, slut, good girl, doll, other names. Yeah. Are you more of a moaner, screamer, grunter, growler, or silent? When I'm with a partner, moaning, panting, whimpering, begging, sometimes screaming, if you get me worked up enough. But that's kind of difficult to get me to do because I've sort of trained myself to have to be quiet because when I'm at home masturbating, I have to be quiet so that I don't get caught. What was the worst time you've been turned on? Long car rides or during class? This isn't necessarily a worst time I've been turned on, but when I was in high school, I plotted out an entire chapter of a gay vampire romance novel while I was sitting next to a homophobic relative on a long, dull car ride on a vacation where I had just dropped my iPod onto the Golden Gate Bridge, not off of it, but it just sort of dropped out of my hand or my pocket or whatever and bounced on the bridge and stopped working. And I was really pissed off that I didn't have my music anymore, and I was just like, fuck. So There was a really long car ride through an area that was kind of foggy, and I was sitting next to a homophobic relative thinking, so how am I gonna get this gay vampire and this gay human together? You know? It was funny story time. That's all. Okay, what is your most extreme fetish? Kidnapping, rape play, a few others that I'm gonna save for the get off while listening what gets you going audio. I plan to do one of those sometime. I just don't know when I'm going to be able to get myself riled up enough and in the right mindset to be able to do it. What's one thing you're embarrassed to admit you'd like to try in bed? I can't think of anything. Sorry. Do you consider hair pulling sexy? Yes. Do you enjoy bondage? Yes. Are you into playing with hot wax? In theory, I am. I haven't had the chance to test it yet. I'm a complete wuss when it comes to heat and burn pain. Like, heat is, I can barely tolerate temperatures above 80 degrees Fahrenheit, so I don't know about how hot wax is gonna feel on my skin, but I like the aesthetic of it. I like the idea of it. And I have been curious about trying it ever since I found out that that's the reason a friend of mine kept tea light candles in his car. Water is good. Have you ever been with someone older than you? So far, this is a trend I've noticed that all the guys I've been with have been older than me, and all the girls I've been with have been younger than me. Which I think that's an interesting trend. Would you ever kiss someone of the same sex? Hell yes, and I have, and I've enjoyed it, and I want to kiss more girls. Have you ever tried anal? A few times, but it's not my favorite thing. You'll have to convince me. I don't know, maybe I'll come back to it when I've conquered my issue with butt germs. Have you ever been double penetrated? No, but I want to try it. Have you ever had sex in public? Some semi-public foreplay when I was younger, but as for actually having sex in a public place, no. Do you like being handled roughly? Goddamn right I do. Are you very verbal in bed? Yes. Do you like receiving pain or giving it? Whoops, sorry, I just kind of clobbered my microphone there. I usually like to receive, although if it comes to biting, I like giving and receiving both about the same. I love biting and I love being bitten. But mostly I do like to receive pain. What is your favorite item for spanking? So far, out of what I've tried, hands or a paddle? What is the worst porn you've watched? I don't know if I have an answer to this, but there was one particularly cringeworthy one that I saw when I was like 16. It's cringeworthy from the perspective of someone who has a vagina, you know? So these two girls were going at it, and the one of them was fucking the other with a bottle of champagne. And then the cork popped inside her and champagne gushed out of her pussy. And I'm just thinking, ow, 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 Jesus Christ, that's gotta hurt. Having a champagne cork shoot off into your pussy? Ow, no thank you. Plus champagne in there, yeast infection ahoy. What's the weirdest fetish you've ever heard of? If the thing I just described with the cringeworthy porn with the champagne is a fetish, then probably that. If not, balloons, like popping balloons, or clowns. I'm not judging anybody who's into that. I just don't understand it. And personally, Gamzee Mkara completely ruined the idea of clowns. Like, completely destroyed any interest I may have had, which I never had at all, in any kind of clown-related anything. I'm not judging you if you're into it. It's just not for me. As long as it doesn't hurt anyone or violate anyone's consent, you do you, boo. If you became a person of the opposite sex for a day, what would you do? A lot of sex, a lot of masturbating. I would totally get a Tenga egg because those things are fucking cool. And for good measure, I would go out and I would find some misogynistic dude bros and I would call them out on their misogyny while I'm a man, because that would be, I would be more likely to be taken seriously talking about that shit, and I would also probably be less likely to be punched in the face. What do you wish you had invented? Time travel? Other than that, the vibrator that hooks up to your music player and vibrates to your music. Also, maybe a portal gun. I would love to have invented that or have one. What would you do in life if you did not need to work for money? Oh boy, this is a long list. Okay, if I didn't need to work for money, if finances were completely set for me for the rest of my entire life, first of all, I would make sure that all of my friends and all of my family have safe and secure housing for the rest of their lives. Okay? Let's see. I have, like, so much shit that I would like to do with my life, but that one person cannot. So much that one person could not possibly accomplish all of it. I would need, like, several robots with my consciousness uploaded into them. I'm just gonna read off the list. Okay. Write porn. Write stories with positive LGBT representation. Dig around on the internet a lot. Open several small businesses for the purpose of employing people who have a tough time getting jobs. Open LGBT youth shelters. Start LGBT youth scholarship funds. Go to conventions and Renaissance festivals. And fly around the world to have a lot of sex with all you sexy motherfuckers. Yay, that's my list. Do you have any scars? I have a lot of scars from my compulsive skin picking habit. Just scabs that I couldn't leave alone for weeks, months, and then they, finally healed and scarred over. So there's a lot of those on my body. I have some chicken pox scars. I have a couple on my right hand and wrist from my uncle's mean cat. I have one on my leg, like, I can't remember if it's on the inside of my knee or the outside of my knee, but that one came from scraping my leg on a chair at a 4th of July parade. I'm so embarrassed about that. There are probably more scars that I have that I don't remember where they came from, but I do have, some scars on me. What is your most used phrase, dirty or not? Probably fuck me up the nose. That is my default phrase for when I'm frustrated. I can't think of anything else. Okay. When did you last laugh so much it hurt? Oh, God. I know it had to have been recently, but I can't think of the specific instance. How do you feel about aliens? Yeah, probably out there. And ghosts? Probably out there, too. What is the weirdest thing that has ever made you horny? Probably the idea of having sex with one of my flight rising dragons. Do you watch gay porn? Have you ever? I have watched some gay porn. I read male on male smut all the time and watch male on male porn occasionally. but I watch female on female porn much more frequently. Usually, if I'm gonna watch porn, it'll be female solo stuff. How big is too big and how small is too small? I'm really not picky about penis size, breast size, vagina size, if that's a thing. It doesn't matter to me at all. However, if you have a huge dick, please do not expect me to take it up the ass, because I am not used to doing anal. So don't be saying, "Hey, can you take my monster cock up your ass?" Not until I've had more experience with anal. Sorry. What is the best way to bind someone? Handcuffs, rope, etc. I like rope and I like non-metal cuffs. Metal handcuffs scare me because of the idea of somebody somebody having some horrific accident and dying and then being stuck in the handcuffs. Just nope. Nope. Whoops, sorry. Do you prefer hand jobs or blow jobs? I probably like giving blow jobs better because I have an oral fixation like nobody's business. Which hand do you use when masturbating? If I'm fingering myself, I use my left hand. If I'm using a toy, I have the toy in my right hand. Until it gets tired, and then I switch hands. What are three of your worst and best personality traits? Okay, worst, I am overly defensive. I procrastinate like nobody's business. And I have a lot of trouble with my tone of voice and with interpreting other people's tone of voice. That has caused me a lot of problems. My best, I would say, I am very caring. I'm very protective of people that I love, which can sometimes feed into the worst trait of being overly defensive, but. And I'm also very imaginative. What are some sexual things you would never do? I don't want to do ass to mouth anything unless everything is like super sanitized because, like I said a little while ago, I have a big problem with butt germs. Sex while on your period is a no for me because personally I can't deal with the smell. I've always kind of been repulsed by the smell of what goes on when somebody has their period. Particularly me, I can smell that very acutely and it turns me off like instantly. And until I'm sure about my heart health, electricity play, well, I don't think I would ever be into it because I really hate the feeling of being shocked. So I don't think electricity is a thing for me. Do you think that one orgasm is enough or are multiple orgasms needed? Usually my first orgasm of a particular session is a little bit milder, usually, and sometimes I'll want to keep going because beyond just once, it starts to feel better and like more intense pleasure, you know? Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense. Where in your house do you want to slash like to have sex? I would prefer not at my house, usually, because I live with my parents, and really the only place in my house that I would feel comfortable doing it is in my basement or my bedroom. If we have to do it at my house, then fine, let's go down the basement. Okay, which do you prefer, sweet or salty foods? I like both, but I am a rabid chocoholic, so maybe sweet foods by just a little bit because chocolate. Have you ever tasted yourself? Would you? How was it? Yes, I have. If you'll give me a moment, I don't really know how to describe it. Yeah, I really don't know how to describe the way I taste. Maybe a little sweet. And maybe a little bit salt. I don't know. I don't know how to describe my own taste. It's weird. I don't know how to describe it. Sorry. Where's one place you would never have sex? Against a window in a really, really high up hotel room. Because I know I would be scared. I'm scared of heights a little bit, so no, thank you. Also, airplane bathroom, because those are way too cramped. Just no. I barely feel like there's enough room for there in me, for me in there. Two people? No, sorry. Is there anything you have hidden in my room that you don't want anyone to find? Some personal writing, some GWA scripts, anything sex related that I have. Don't know what else. There's probably more. What are two things you like or dislike about oral sex? Forgiving. I like having my mouth full. I like the noises people make. I dislike my gag reflex. Receiving, I really dislike that I used to be so overly sensitive that I could barely tolerate receiving oral. I don't know, maybe that's just an issue with facial hair. Maybe, I don't know, because like that area of my body, I might just be too sensitive with facial hair. I don't know. How would you feel about taking someone's virginity? I have done this twice. Once with my first boyfriend and once with Shadow Gent. And I feel very warm and fuzzy and loved that someone would want me to be their first time. Yeah. So that's it. That's the end of the questionnaire, or the end of the questionnaires, plural. So yeah, I am gonna go now. Bye bye.